another thing that holds many of you back. You don't believe that God would do this for you. You feel unworthy. You may have made a mistake, or you feel you're not doing everything correctly. Well, let's go to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it states, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And also the Bible talks about our righteousness is as 50 rags before God. So how do we become righteous? Just as Abraham became righteous because he believed. So we enter into righteousness because of what Jesus has provided for us. As we have believed in him, received him as our Lord and Savior, and believed the things that he has told us, we enter in by faith. We enter into his righteousness. And of course, if we make a mistake, if we sin, we ask God for forgiveness, and we're still in his righteousness. Amen? Now let's go to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It states, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." We walk not after the flesh, which is unbelief, but we walk after the Spirit. Amen? Now let's go back to the scriptures we began with. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." That whosoever believeth in him, because we believe in him, we have received the Lord as our Savior. But it doesn't stop there. We have to believe everything that the Lord has told us. We have to believe him about he's provided healing for us. We have to believe him that he'll meet our needs. We have to believe him that he will direct and guide us. We have to believe him that he will keep us from temptation, from evil. We have to believe everything that the Lord has said. And as we believe, we enter into the lifestyle, into the blessings, into the vision that God has provided for us. The Lord said that he had came, that he would give us life and more abundantly. He said that he would be with us always. He said he would never leave or forsake us. Do we believe him? Now, many of you believe him for others, but can you believe him for yourself? The Lord is providing this lifestyle for you, a lifestyle that no one else can have but you. If you desire this lifestyle, pray with me. Father, I come in agreement with your people, the people that are called by your name. They have received you as their Lord and Savior. And now they believe that you have provided a lifestyle for them that they can hear your voice and know you. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that they will begin to know you and be sensitive to the things that you have provided for them. I pray, Father, that you will help them and that they will know and hear your voice and your leadings. In Jesus' name, amen.